But what is it about making the music that you do that drives you to keep doing these things, to keep going to shows and festivals like Joyful Noise coming up in June? What is really at the heart of what you continue to want to accomplish?
Yeah. To sum up in a phrase, it is a labor of love. And what I mean by that is not, oh, woe is us, it's a tough life. No, it is definitely, writing songs is not an easy thing. Putting together a record, nonetheless, is even more difficult. And traveling and being away from your family, particularly Luke, is having two children, and we're all married. And so there is a sense of sacrifice. But that labor of love, quote unquote, if you will, stems from this idea that this music has a sort of unprecedented ability to bypass the head and go straight to the heart.
Hmm.
You find yourself singing these songs and you don't even know what you're saying, and then all of a sudden you found it that it's already sunken into your heart before it even reached your head, you know? And we have seen that firsthand, that these songs, that they've become people's anthem. That I had someone tell me the other day that he'd been hit so hard by this particular song. It was a song, I think, called Without You, that's on our second record, that Luke wrote about his illness as well, and his wife does a duet with him on it. And it's this man who I think he's a war veteran. He's struggled with post-traumatic stress and depression.
Sure.
And he literally heard that song. And this is a grown sort of man, and he pulled off to the side of the road. And he couldn't drive, and he just wept. And I'm like, man, the fact that a song, and we sit in these rooms and we write these songs, and then we go out and we sing them, and they can hit someone in the heart that way, that's powerful to us. So I think that's what makes it. We do it out of love for God. We do it out of love for the people. And that's really the center of it.